You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, after 1 week of baseball, things are shaping up exactly how I predicted they would be, at least in the NL West, because the Giants, as we're recording this, are 5-2. I have predicted them, as you know, to win this division. I'm Allison Footer, here with Chris Haft. Chris, before we talk about the Giants, let's talk about a little bit of news that came out, a little sad news. Speck Richardson, who was a general manager of the Giants, passed away, had a nice long life at 93 years old. What can you tell us about his time with the Giants?
Well, people shouldn't underestimate it, Allison, or overlook it, because he pulled off the Vita Blue trade in 1978. Seven players and $300,000 in cash they sent to the Oakland A's for Vita Blue. And that was definitely a quantity for quality type thing. None of those seven players really made that much of an impact with the A's, whereas Vita went on to win 18 games in his first year with the Giants.
Exactly.
And, you know, he didn't really do that. He kind of slipped later on in his career, but just that 1 year made a big difference because, you know, they had almost moved to Toronto 2 years previous. And with Vita, they were, you know, he won 18 games. They were in first place for more than half the season. And their attendance went up from 700,000 to 1.7 billion, which was, you know, just an absolutely staggering increase. And it helped stabilize the franchise and revitalize baseball in the San Francisco area. And, again, for those reasons, people should not underestimate what Speck Richardson did for the Giants.
So $300,000 back in 1979 was considered a lot of money.
Well, that's a big deal.
It's like
70%
of a major league minimum now?
I'll bet Charlie Finley, the A's owner at the time, probably could have taken care of a lot of his financial obligations with that $300,000.
Exactly. So he's a GM for the Giants and the Astros. So he's actually known around my parts as well. So rest in peace, Speck Richardson. I would hear about him a lot over time. Just being around the Astros, and he seemed like he was not scared to make a big trade. In fact, I'm reading off my screen right now. So he traded Rusty Staub to Montreal for Jack Billingham, Skip Wynn, and cash considerations. He also dealt Joe Morgan, Dennis Mankey, and Cesar Geronimo, and Billingham to Cincinnati for Lee May and others. That was a bad trade, Chris. That was a bad, bad trade.
Like you said, Speck wasn't afraid to wheel and deal. It's funny, if I remember correctly, because I'm old, the initial reviews of that Joe Morgan trade were actually, you know, favorable to the Astros. But, of course, it turned out, you know, Speck unwittingly turned the Reds into a powerhouse by sending them Joe Morgan.
Yes, I'd like to thank him for making my childhood in Dayton, Ohio, a lot more fun. I know my dad was a lot happier. Okay, so let's move on to the current Giants, and I was had to chuckle at this one. As we know in modern day baseball, pitcher wins mean nothing. They mean nothing to decision makers, front offices. They're trying to explain to us why they should mean nothing to us. And Johnny Cueto's outing would be the perfect example of why pitcher wins. So pitcher wins don't matter. He gets it, and correct me if I'm wrong. He got the win after pitching seven innings. He had he allowed five runs in the first inning, and he faced 10 batters, and he ended up getting the win, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that was basically a matter of his Giants getting him off the hook later.
Yes. You pitch to the scores a lot of times.
Right.
Of course, you know, he gave up the five runs first, but they scored. Well, the big thing in that game was the Giants scored twice in their half of the first, and, you know, immediately – you know, hit back, and it just went on and on from there.
Yeah, this is not exactly the Johnny Cueto that I am expecting to show up all season, but I still think he's going to be okay. And also, Brandon Belt gets an extension, so they really are doing a good job of locking up their key core players. So that's a big one, 6 years, $79 million, so that's a big coup for the team, correct?
Oh, it's a coup, all right. I think there are some people who still are skeptical about whether Belt will produce, but you know what? You know, the day after he day after he signed that deal, he hit a two-run homer to tie up that game against the Dodgers. And so if he can keep doing things like that, yeah, it'll pay off.
Yeah. So what? Tell me, just what are his top qualities that prompted them to want to sign him to this extension? I don't know much about him.
Mainly potential. Because he hasn't, his production numbers have not been that great. But in modern day terms, if you're an old school guy, you look at the deal and you slap your forehead and you say, why? But there aren't a whole lot of people who rank ahead of Brandon since 2012 as far as on base percentage. Obviously the Giants are starting to value that more and more. I mean, the only guys ahead of him in that category are guys like Joey Votto and really top elite first baseman. Brandon, I think, is something like seventh in the major leagues. These are numbers that came from Giants, by the way, in that category. He's still relatively young. He does have potential. It's just a matter of, realizing it, taking advantage of what he's got and the skills he has. And, he himself thinks that with experience he'll gain the consistency that has eluded him so far.
Yeah, I was reading through a lot of the coverage on the Giants website, and I was kind of laughing. Just Madison Bumgarner, Bruce Boch was asked, "Would you use him as a pinch hitter?" And Boch was like, "Well, of course I would." And it's a fine idea. Because he can hit. I mean, he showed us he obviously can hit. He likes to hit home runs. But I guess the thing that managers have to worry about is them getting hurt, right? Like pinch hitting them, having them hit, and then have them like suffer some crazy injury and be out because they get hit by a pitch in the wrong place. I mean, is that kind of what might prevent, besides the fact that pitchers aren't usually good hitters, but would prevent a manager from really being serious about using a pitcher as a regular pinch hitter?
In most cases, obviously, it's not going to stop Bruce Boch. I mean, he's already done it. And you figure Madison, with being a right-handed batter, he's got his pitching arm exposed to the opposing pitcher. I mean, that can be really dangerous because he's probably going to get pulled. There's a good chance he'll get plunked on the arm, a good chance he'll get plunked on his pitching arm, and a good chance that his pitching will be affected if that occurs. But he used Madison as a pinch hitter last year against Aroldis Chapman, of all people.
Oh, my goodness.
You may remember he drew a walk. It was a heck of an at-bat. I mean, he just worked the count and got the base on balls. So, that may embolden Bruce a little more to use Madison as a pinch hitter.
Yeah, it's very risky, but Bruce Boch also has more of a track record managing baseball than I do, so I'll defer to him.
Well, I do think he'd prefer to avoid it, and with his short bench, chances are increased that he'll have to pitch at Madison at some point.
Yeah, well, I guess it'll bring it'll give us stuff to talk about, so I guess we can appreciate that. So, Chris, thank you so much. We will catch up with you next week. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.